often vulgar, always explicit, and sometimes funny.
Slap
box.
Slap
box.
Welcome to the Slapbox Podcast. This is episode 609. I am your host, Josh Albrecht, recording once again inside the Slapbox penthouse. My trusty sidekick, Agent Fox Mulder, the three-legged kitty cat, is sunbathing near the window. So he just got fed a little meal, so he should be pretty chill. Pretty chill, chillaxing in the sun. He's not walking in it. He's just chillaxing. He's just laying in the sun. As he hears me talking about him, and his tail's wagging. He's getting a little excited. I don't think he's going to move, though. I don't think he's going to move. I think Fox is just going to stay there. Foxinator. Yeah, I got a little bit more of a tail wag. That's all I got out of that. yes, what a week it's been. I did quite a bit of running this week. I ran 3 days, and I am not in shape. That is a 100% fact. not in shape at all. And you know, you get older, and it just gets harder to do. It gets harder to stay in shape. Yeah, everything just hurts, especially when it comes to stuff like running. Anyway, if you had several injuries, they just come to haunt you. And yeah, so I guess the big news from last week was that I needed to get a new furnace, new HVAC unit, the AC, the heater, the whole thing. And, because of that, I took off this past Friday, didn't have to go to work, which sucks because, I need the cash. And, regardless if I take vacation day or use sick time, you know, I'm only getting paid my base pay, whereas we get production bonuses for every day we're there. If we hit our numbers, that's an extra $10 an hour. And that's in an 8-hour shift, that's $80. And so I lost out on, you know, potentially $80 on Friday. I don't know if they hit their numbers or not on Friday. Even if they didn't, I feel like I would have, you know, could have helped them get those numbers. I feel pretty confident they probably got the numbers anyway. Regardless, you know. I don't get that bonus when I sit on my ass at home. It's a shame. Shame, really. I need to find a way to make that happen. To get bonuses for sitting on my ass. Getting a new furnace through level 9. They got here, it was before 8 in the morning, I'm pretty sure. It was like 7 something in the morning. Not quite 8. And, the guys are really cool. There's 3 guys that came over from there, and, Richie, Ryan, and Max, if I remember correctly. They all played Call of Duty. So, you know, I was getting along with all of them and, had plenty to talk about. They liked the setup in here, as far as the gaming setup goes. And was able to shoot the shit quite well with them but they were here from, again, yeah, like a little before 8 in the morning up until right at about almost 4 in the afternoon. So it was a long day. Unfortunately, it did not go as planned. And they're going to have to come back on Monday. Thankfully, they did work with me, and then were able to schedule right after I get off work for Monday. It's going to take another 3 hours, they guesstimate, to fix the situation, because there were problems. there were problems. They didn't have the right thermostat. They installed the thermostat and realized after installing it that it was not the correct thermostat, which wouldn't have been a huge deal. That would have been an easy fix, easy to swap out thermostats. The thing is, I was supposed to get the thermostat that connected to Wi-Fi, and then I could use my phone and whatnot to control it. That was not the thermostat that they brought. They just apparently just switched to using Honeywell, I guess, thermostats. And they're just not used to that stuff. I, like, just recently switched. So they're unfamiliar with the new product, I guess. And, yeah, they grabbed the wrong... They ended up with the wrong... I don't know whose issue, the problem, or fault it was, whatever. But they had the wrong thermostat. Apparently, I looked on their website. There's quite a few different thermostats they have options. Anyway. Oh, I probably should have muted that while I was clearing my throat. Still a little mucus and shit going on. But I got a heartburn like a motherfucker today. Anyway, yeah. Thermostat wasn't a big issue. Because it would work with the thermostat. However, the big problem was... The heater works. That was working just fine. AC would not work. And, but, you know, thankfully, we're not hitting any hot weather through the weekend. Or it looks for a little while yet. So that was a plus. But they spent, I believe, a few hours trying to troubleshoot to figure out what the problem was. I mean, this is all brand new equipment. And so they kept trying different things. They had to, you know, procedure they had to go through to check to see what the issue was. And nothing was checking the box as to what the exact issue was. And so they got a hold of a tech, I guess, from the company that manufactures it. And after going through and testing all the stuff, because at first, you know, that company wants to go, well, it's a problem on your end. You fucked it up on your end. And so, you know, there's a back and forth. And we'll go, well, we tried all this other shit. That's not working. And as it turned out, there was a bad circuit board that's, I believe, connected to the coils for the AC. And that was bad. According to Lennox, I believe is who manufactures it's pretty normal that like 3% of them are bad when they ship out. And I just got one of those 3%. I was one of the lucky ones. I was one of the lucky ones to get the 3%. And so they're gonna swap out the coils with the board. And do that on Monday. And that should theoretically fix the problem. Though I got to admit, man, it doesn't make me feel real optimistic about these parts not breaking down in the future if right out of the gate, you know, I've got a bad part. That is just not... I'm just not very optimistic about that. After that, it's like, oh man, that fucking sucks. And I was really hungry too. I wanted to hit the gas station and just get a quick something to eat at Casey's, but I was, you know, waiting for them to leave, and it was just like, fuck, man. It was just like taking forever. I mean, I think had everything gone smoothly, I mean, they would have been done probably by like 1 or so. I'm not certain on that, but I mean, it took them quite a while to troubleshoot and figure out just what the problem was. And because there was at one point I was setting up, there's a device that I have to connect to my router that connects the thermostat to the internet, and Ryan had me set that up. And sound like, ooh, shit, sounds like we're about to wrap this bitch up, and then it's just cleanup. And that was hours before they finally left. Hours. So, unfortunately, but, I mean, they were very, they were not happy that it went that way either. Well, I'm sure, you know, for one, like, they didn't want to be here that long. It's not what they wanted to do. And they were very apologetic to the fact that it didn't work out. I mean, I wasn't happy about it, but I didn't, like, flip out or anything, you know. Like, I liked the fellas that came over and worked on the stuff. We got along, whatever, you know. But they seemed to like the cat, Fox, my three-legged sidekick here. But, yeah, by the end of the day, I was like, fuck it. Are we fucking done yet? Are we fucking done? I didn't say that, but I was thinking it. Like, son of a bitch. Is this, And then, yeah, that was finally done. But while it was going on, I did finally get around to, getting Final Fantasy VII Rebirth. In my head, I always want to say Afterbirth. That'll be the after. Like, it'll be Rebirth, then it'll be Afterbirth. That'll be when they remake the game again. I guess it'll be Afterbirth. Final Fantasy VII, Afterbirth. And you damn right, I'm going to buy that one, too. I'm going to play the shit out of that. I am going to jump all. I am going to eat that Afterbirth all up. Just lob it up, just munch it, munch the Afterbirth, lap it up. That's the term I was looking for. I was gonna lap it up. My brain is not functioning on 100%. I've had no caffeine today. I was afraid to with the heartburn going on and issues, and so my body's all discombobulated. But at least the heater works here, you know, and it's been getting cold overnight these last couple days, as it should in the, as of like Thursday night, as it stormed and whatnot, and, should be seeing, more cold nights coming up, and, the heater's preventing me from getting cold in here, and, keeping the kitty warm. So we got that going on. The Final Fantasy VII, though, it was pretty fun what I played of it. I mean, I was wondering if they were going to change the gameplay much from the first one that was out. I figured they wouldn't, and it seems that the gameplay is pretty much the same. So I don't have to learn a new system and stuff, which is always a downer with a lot of, well, can be good, can be bad when they change Final Fantasy games. They change all the whole way things are done. The whole battle system, the whole thing. And sometimes it's for the better, you know? Sometimes it's like, oh, yeah, that's a great system they put up. But then you got, and there's a learning curve. You got to learn the whole fucking thing. Like if you play the original Final Fantasy VII, compare that to like Final Fantasy X or 8 or 9, any of those, completely different systems. I like the old school materia system though from 7. I mean, 7's my favorite. And I just played through the mainly through the part at the beginning on the Rebirth, not Afterbirth. Afterbirth is yet to come out. But there's the very beginning chapter, the first chapter. I played just a hair into chapter 2, but like chapter 1 is, if you're familiar with the original Final Fantasy VII, you haven't played like the new remake, which is still the storyline somewhat tracks with the original game. It's sort of a multiverse situation. Spoiler alert if you haven't played all of the first remake. But you find out it's a multiverse situation where things aren't quite the same. Things are not quite the same, but there's a lot that's the same. And so, yeah, the Rebirth starts out where Cloud is having a flashback sequence where he returns home to Nibelheim with Sephiroth. And it's when Sephiroth loses his shit, finds out about his mother being Genova, and that basically he was created and shit, and destroys the whole town of Nibelheim. And it was kind of ironic that I was playing that while they were doing all the stuff with the furnace, because as Nibelheim is turned to ash and just is on fire, that's when they started welding. They did a little bit of welding in there, welding some pipes on there and shit. And yeah, that's what they were doing when Nibelheim was on fire. It's kind of ironic. But yeah, I mean, it's, if you like the first remake, I'm sure you'll like the rebirth. I'm sure you'll love the afterbirth. Anyway, yeah. So I played that, and I finished all of the Fallout series this past week, which I did enjoy. I haven't played the games a whole lot. I played them a little bit. I know that the Muffin Man was a big fan of the Fallout series. Shelley has gotten into Fallout. Several of my amigos are fans of the Fallout games. I mean, I know quite a few people fans of the Fallout games. I've tried to get into it. It just hasn't really stuck. I like the storyline and stuff. Gameplay, meh. But there's a big sale currently going on. I believe the rest of this weekend, maybe into next week sometime. It might be till the end of the month. I'm not sure. But on Steam, there's a big sale on all the Fallout games, and as well as the PlayStation Network has sales on the Fallout games. I think like anybody that sells Fallout right now has got it on sale. So I picked up for free Fallout 76 on the PC. I played it a little bit. It's not growing on me. And I've got the Fallout VR for my Oculus. It's Fallout 4 VR. And I punched my desk the other night when trying to play that. Unintentionally. Actually, more of just like stubbed my finger really hard on the... Actually, I think I hit... There was something on my desk that I think I hit. And it wasn't pleasant. Oh, I think it was the headphones. I had the headphones sitting on the desk and just like, bam. Because sometimes when I rock the VR, at least with the porn, when I'm rocking the VR porn, I wear the headphones with the VR headset. But I figured like that's just like, I mean, not that anybody, the only people that I can think that have a spare key, I don't think would just like randomly pop in the penthouse here, but I keep the doors locked, you know, but there is the weird paranoia of like the one like downside, I think, of watching porn on VR. And then also like, you know, covering your ears with the headphones, is that potentially somebody could walk in while you're if you didn't hear it going on, you couldn't see or hear. You're just going to town. And that would be an awkward situation, as you're just baiting away. And here you are. Just somebody's walking in. It seems unlikely I'm going to have that situation, though. Again, I keep my doors locked. Every once in a while, I'll forget. I'll leave the door unlocked for somebody and then forget to lock it again later. Like when the level 9 guys were over here, of course, I left the door unlocked down there. They're all locked now. But I've had, when other friends have come to stop by, I'll leave the door unlocked for them and then forget to unlock the damn thing. And then realize, like, once I leave, like, oh, fuck, I forgot to lock the goddamn door. That's usually when I remember that's unlocked. Like, after the fact. I've never left it unlocked for like a full day or anything. So I feel like it's unlikely that I would leave it unlocked when somebody just happened to come by while I'm baiting to porn. And it's usually later at night that I'm baiting on the VR headset. That being said, it seems more unlikely that anybody's going to show up here late at night and then just jump in, see me baiting. Anyway, yeah. The Fallout 4? The Fallout 4? I didn't play it very long on the VR headset. I mean, it took quite a while to download it and shit. I don't know. It seems all right. I know one thing. I already need to put another hard drive in this computer because, you know, you download like 2 or 3 games and it's already like, oh, fuck, everything's full. Which is a real downside. Real Debbie Downer. There is a strong chance I will also get Diablo 4 this weekend because it is also on sale for $35 over on Steam. And that, I'm pretty sure, ends this weekend. So if I'm going to capitalize on that, I better do it like today or tomorrow. And that being said, though, what really selling it, I mean, my buddy Pee Wee from work, he plays it. It'd be another game I could play with him. But also my friend John Cash. Not Johnny Cash. I'm not friends with the dead singer. Like some of his music. That's no lie there. But my friend John Cash, back in the day, if you've listened to the show for a long time, he was one of the people that owned the Run store here in town where I printed shirts. And, of course, ran with the man quite a bit. He had ACL surgery. And he's out of commission as far as doing much physical things for at least a few months. At least. And so he's been playing some video games and stuff. And I was like, man, I should... He plays Diablo 4, and I feel like, oh, man, maybe I should rock some Diablo 4. So, I mean, I can't keep up with him running these days, pre the surgery. I'm sure he'll bounce back. The dude's a beast. But, hey, if there's one thing I can do, is help somebody pass some time when it doesn't involve physical activity. But hey, I mean, I've got a lot of muscle, upper body strength. I should say, I mean, I am not a slouch when it comes to physical activity, I guess. But just running, biking, swimming, maybe not so much, at least these days. Never been much of a swimmer. Biking, never been real heavy into biking. Anyway, John does triathlons these days. Pre-surgery. I imagine, again, he should be back to it. The guy's a fucking machine. So, yeah, I'll probably... There's a very strong possibility I'll be getting Diablo 4 this weekend. I never played 3. I played the shit out of Diablo 2. But never touched 3. And, we'll see what happens. We'll see what happens. But, I mean, I've got plenty of video games right now. And also, you know, I'm kind of need to stop spending money. I mean, I got this whole new furnace situation. It's costing me a lot each month. Unfortunately, my homeowner's insurance does not give out any discounts for new furnaces. There is no thing... as far as that is concerned, which is a real pisser. I contacted them. Apparently State Farm does. Past that, I imagine there's probably other insurance companies that will give you discounts. But, yeah, it is not a thing with auto owner's insurance that I get through Schroeder's. That's one of theirs. Or Schrader's insurance. What are the hell... I know it's auto owner's insurance. This is who does my thing, which my auto insurance and my homeowner's And fun fact, they do not they do not have any discounts for that. Apparently some do, you know. Apparently some do, and but I have a feeling State Farm I'm probably going to have to pay more for in general, so the discount's probably not going to help me much. I don't know, though. I don't know. I've never been one to, like, shop around much with that stuff unless it comes to the time to, like, get, like, a new like, when I bought this place. That's the only time I've shopped around for homeowner's insurance. And then with the car insurance, it's only when I go to buy a new vehicle, basically, when it's like, okay, let's see what kind of insurance deals I can get. That's the only time I switch that shit up. I'm not like every, like, my insurance is almost paid for. Let's see. Who do I switch to now? That shit's always just a pain in the ass. I'm sure I've missed out on saving a lot of money through my lifetime by skipping out, not changing plans and stuff. I know with, like, my phone and everything like that, I'm sure I could be paying less a month had I been more willing to shop around instead of just, like, pay for one company. And that stuff drives me nuts because with phones, and especially when it comes to, like, internet and cable, but I mean, I don't have cable anymore. It's been forever, but I get internet through Spectrum, who also does the cable around these parts. And before I had internet, I did have cable through those people. I've been a customer of theirs for probably like 20-something years. You know, I don't get discounts for anything through those motherfuckers. Unless I want to, like, open a new phone line, if I want, or start paying for cable. But paying for the internet, the same internet package I've been paying on for years upon years now, I don't get any discounts for that. It only goes up. But it's always driven me crazy that loyalty with companies like that is never rewarded. Because they know, like, most people are just going to go, like, you know, it's much easier just to stay with the same place and not have to switch that shit around. But they always want new customers, so we're going to give you this really cheap rate. But you're only going to have that rate for the first 1 or 2 years. And then it's going to go up. And you will never get a discount from us again. It's just shit, you know. It's just shit. I should get something for being loyal. Something. You know, a t-shirt, something. A thanks. Of some kind. Dilly bar. No, don't give me the dilly bar. Fuck you and your dilly bar. Yeah. I did have some pretty good eggs the other day. I don't talk about food a whole lot on here. But a coworker, Walker, he's a good fella, that Dustin Walker. He's got some chickens. And a few, several other animals. I don't know. He's got, like, I believe he's still got a horse or two. And he sold me some eggs, some farm fresh eggs. It was only like $3 for a dozen. Man, they were fucking good. I made a French omelet with it. So good. So good. Apparently he has duck eggs too. And I think I've had duck eggs. Not certain on that. But, I know I've had duck. I may or may not have had the eggs. But then I have another friend that I run with, Thad, that I mentioned the duck eggs thing. He's like, holy shit, duck eggs. How much does he want for the duck eggs? So apparently I got to get some duck eggs now. As Thad is a huge fan of the duck eggs. But I feel like I can make that connection. I almost feel like a drug deal, you know, a third party of making a drug deal. They're like, oh, you like duck eggs, huh? Oh, I can get you some fucking duck eggs. I can get this. How bad do you need it? How bad do you need it? You run by Lion's Lake and be like, where's your fucking eggs? There's only a couple actual ducks there. Mainly it's geese, but I imagine they're like, yeah, where's your eggs? Where's your eggs? I need it. I'm scratching. Yeah. But I might have to make a... Here shortly. After I get done recording this, I might have to make another fucking... French omelet. I don't know if that's really going to help with the heartburn situation. I did take a pill for it, though. I did take a pill. Hopefully it fucking levels off. It's not currently. It is definitely not currently. I still haven't made sushi yet either, and I've got that sushi kit downstairs. I've got a rice maker. I haven't used the rice maker. I'm just fucking lazy when it comes to cooking. I feel, though, that, you know, it's mainly just because, like, why am I going to get so involved into making a meal when it's just me? And, you know, maybe every once in a while I might sneak the cat a small little nibble on something, but it's just me that I'm making a meal for. It's hard to get. I mean, if I had somebody else living with me and everything, I'd be like, yeah, let's make a big meal. Let's do this. Especially if it was somebody I was fucking, you know, having a sexual relationship with, and be like, yeah, maybe if I make a really good meal, she'll wanna give me a Hummer. Just hum on those nuts. Or something, you know? There'd be extra incentive for me to make the meal. Now it's like, that's not an incentive for me now, like, ooh, are we going to watch VR porn? I better make a good meal to entice myself to watch VR porn and jerk off later. I better put myself in the mood. Let's get some oysters. Which is a... that's some funny... spoiler alert to the Fallout series. That is some of the funniest parts, is that dealing with sex in there. And there's Lucy is the main character's name. Maximus. I get confused. There's the Maximus that is a, I guess you'd call him knight. He's not really a knight. He was a squire, became a squire, and then he stole Titus, I guess, was the original knight's name, and he stole his, killed him, and stole his armor. They have a scene together where Maximus and Lucy, where, well, first she's like, "Do you want to have sex?" And he's like, "What? No." He's like grossed out by the proposition. And talking about how, I don't remember how they put it. There was some funny stuff about talking about his dick bursting like a pimple sort of situation. Like, no, ew. And he's not a vault dweller, of course, Maximus. He did not grow up in a vault, unlike Lucy. She grew up in the vault. Vault 33. And he's never experienced life in the vault. And then, like, when they first get in this vault, that's not hers. It's Vault 4, if I remember correctly, that they end up in. News break. We got some breaking news, actually. The U.S. House has passed a bill that could lead to the sale of TikTok as lawmakers begin working on a package aiding Ukraine and Israel. Yeah, that's a good combination, banning TikTok and helping out Ukraine and Israel. That's a weird mix of priorities. Anyway, yeah, that's going to go over real well. Banning TikTok and then possibly, maybe have an American company taking it over. Like, yeah, that's a very popular app in this country. And it's just like any other social media platform. It's a load of shit that the American government's trying to just, like, basically take the goddamn app. What a fucking joke. Anyway, back to Lucy and Maximus. When they enter the vault, and then Maximus gets his own room, and he's like eating all this food. He's getting all these food. He's getting to watch TV and shit. He's like, he's never experienced this. He's in a robe. He's like, this is fucking amazing. He's like, you were right about vaults, because she's been telling him how amazing like vaults are up into that situation, up until that moment. And he's like, oh, I'm not, fuck vaults, you know, people are crazy, fucking cults. And then he goes in there like, vaults are amazing. And he eats oysters. And then, of course, she finds out about this bad shit that has been going on at this vault, and she's like, we gotta get, no, it's fucked up, we gotta get out of here, you were right, the vaults are bad. And he's like, no, you were right, vaults are amazing, I ate oysters. And then he's like, I'm ready to have sex now. I've had oysters. And yeah, that I mean, I kind of ruined it, if you haven't seen it. Seen it. I should have had a monster before this. Even if fuck the heartburn, should have went with the monster. Anyway, yeah. There's definitely some good humor in there, and Walton Goggins is really good in there. And holy shit, another spoiler alert! Fucking Eric Estrada. Very small part, but the Eric Estrada, the man from Chips. That's right. Riding the bike. Cop on a bike. Chips. Not the movie that came out with Dax Shepard. I'm talking about the OG show that I want to say, was that the 80s or 70s or 80s that came out? Chips. The Highway Patrol. And those little brown shorts. Ponch, I believe was his name. And Chips. He's Eric Estrada. How do you not love him? He's only briefly in it, but it's like, holy shit, that's Eric Estrada. Fuck yeah. That's one nice thing I do like about Amazon Prime, is that when you're watching shit on Amazon Prime, you're like, man, is that fucking Eric Estrada? And then I just press like down on my Roku remote, and then I can see what actors are in that scene. That's one of the, I think that's like the best thing about Amazon Prime. Like, holy shit, I can just like, it's got IMDb like right in there. Whereas if I'm watching on Netflix or something, I'm going to be like, holy shit, is that Eric Estrada? And I'm going to like go to fucking IMDb. And then just see, either search Eric Estrada or search the show, and then fucking go through and see if Eric Estrada's in there. I guess I could just Google search, hey, is Eric Estrada in Fallout? And then find out. But IMDb is usually the easier answer. I mean, if it is like one of the bigger characters, you'll know really fast when you pull out that show, like on who the actors are. But it's a convenient thing to just have that on Amazon Prime. I feel like that should be a feature on every streaming service, but I don't know. Maybe Amazon Prime's got some kind of copyright on that shit. Like, nope, you were the only ones that could do that. We're the only motherfuckers that could do that. Either way, that's rock on, Amazon Prime. I don't know that it's worth $20 a month, but it's at least you get the free shipping on most of this shit. If you order a lot of stuff on Amazon like myself, it comes in handy. Comes in handy. And, yeah. I haven't hit the lottery yet, which would come in really handy right now. Because as I'm having more bills with the new furnace and everything, you know, it's going to cut into the possibility of me doing stuff like, I don't know, getting a new guitar again. Still haven't got that next Gibson yet. And, I, you know, if I ever want to travel again, gonna need to have some more cash. Ever want to make it back to Ireland, which, son of a bitch. for the day I die. I really need to step foot in Europe in general again, but definitely need to go back to Ireland. Need to go back there so bad. And, yeah, need to find a way to do that. If I can just win, like, enough money to, like, cut my debt in half, minus the mortgage, just cut my all my other debt in half, you know, maybe get rid of the car payments, cut, like, half of my credit card debt down, and be like, I'd be living on cloud nine, man. Be fantastic. Fantastic. Still, the odds of me winning that kind of cash is slim to none. But hey, you know, I was one of the 3%ers that got that bad circuit board. So I got that kind of luck. You know what I'm saying? If I can be that 3%, maybe I'll be the 3% of lottery players that wins like 20 grand, you know? I didn't, you know, I did work with a guy at Magnet that, David Lloyd, he had, of course he played scratchers like every single day, but I mean, I play the fucking Mega Millions and Powerball all the time, which you have far less odds of winning, at least the full jackpot. That's astronomical. Like, I might as well set all of that money on fire that I spent on that. But Dave used to play scratchers all the time. I don't know if he still does. On two separate occasions, he won like 10 grand off scratchers. And it's, you know, knowing somebody that actually won that, and it's like, holy shit, it is possible to win the lottery. knowing that, in the back of my head, it's like, oh, son of a bitch. If I just played enough, even though, I'm spending probably, you know, over the course of many years, spending more than I would be making. it's still, you know, it's still possible. It's possible. And if I could get that kind of cash injection, right into the main vein, like on South Park, I would cure AIDS. No, I could pay off some bills. Now, granted, would I pay off the bills or would I do something stupid? Like, you know what? I'm just going to go on vacation. I'm hoping at this point, knowing how far in debt I am, that I would make the wise decision to pay off some debt. But seeing as that I haven't actually won that, I can't say for sure that... that would be my decision. But I guess I'll see if it ever happens. If it ever happens, I'll get to make that good or bad decision. Which, bad decisions can be so much fun. So much fun. I've made a lot of them. And I had a lot of fun with them. A lot of fun with bad decisions. I mean... it's a damn shame that my credit card company keeps just saying like, hey, we can give you more credit. We can up your limit by like at least 10 grand. But I am aware that just makes I spend that kind of cash. Then every month I'm going to be spending, you know, an extra $500 a month that I don't have. That just doesn't work out. But, you know, if I knew, if I had some advance warning that I was going to die soon, I would hope that my bank wouldn't find out. Because I don't have a wife or anything like that, or anybody that would have to pay that debt off, you know. And maybe I shouldn't be admitting this in a recorded audio that I'm putting out on the internet. But, you know, I would be highly enticed if I'd found out that... I was going to die within, you know, a couple of months. But the odds of me finding out that I'm going to die out in a couple of months is probably pretty low. Like, they probably give me a couple of years at best, you know, with the if I had, like, some really bad form of cancer or something. And I mean, if I found out I was only going to die in a couple of months, too, I'd probably be in such bad health by that point that I probably wouldn't want to do this, but I would be so enticed to just then up the credit limit on my credit card and then be like, fuck yeah, let's go back to Ireland that one last time. Let's have some fun. And then I could declare bankruptcy and all that and not give a shit, you know? It was like, ooh. But there would be the problem. I mean, even if I sold all my shit, I mean, I'd still probably have medical bills to pay at that point. And, you know, at that point, I'd probably have to go on hospice, which actually reminds me. Oh, man, I had a moment last weekend, which has made me paranoid to go over to my mother's apartment over there at the senior apartments. And at Riverbend, she lives, like, on the third floor, which I feel like maybe I shouldn't be doxing her at this point. But I didn't say what room. Anyway, I went over there to help her bring in her groceries. I take her grocery shopping every Sunday. And, of course, it was her birthday last Sunday. Fun fact. We went and had Red Robin the night before. Hadn't had Red Robin in quite some time. Do love me some Red Robin. But helped her take her groceries in, and right there by the elevator, there's a gentleman that apparently leaves his door open a lot. And as I'm carrying all these groceries, I just hear, is there
somebody
outside
the door?
Like, oh, fuck. You know, I'm like, I guess respond, because it sounds like the dude's like having a heart attack or something. I'm like, oh, fuck, man, I am not like a first aid responder. I am not qualified to helping with this. I'm like, oh, shit. So you're like, yeah. So then I walk in and I'm thinking like, oh, fuck, man, I'm going to have to. It sounds like this guy's dying. And there, you know, there are some really old people that live there. I mean, it's just a fact of life that, you know, more often than a normal apartment building that there's going to be people dying. And I'm just like, oh, fuck. Like, I got wrangled into this. And so, but, you know, I went in there, again, thinking somebody was dying. I'm like, I can't just walk away from that. I can walk away from some shit, but not that. That seems like a bridge too far. I can be a real asshole, but anyway, I go in there, and I think the guy might have been on oxygen. He was very overweight. That seemed to be his main problem. He wasn't, like, real short, but, like, he needed me to reach in and get a jar of something for him in his cabinet. Like, holy shit, man. Like, and it wasn't very high up or anything. It was like, man, that's tough. If like that's, you got to leave your door open just to be like, hey, I need to grab a jar out of the cabinet here. That's like, I'm thinking, shit, man. Then I'm like paranoid. Like after that day, which my mom like, oh, he's really helpful. She said that whenever I helped him, like, oh, mom, shut up. I help you because you're my mom. I don't want to be here helping every old person. Like, sure, that's a noble thing to do and whatever, but, like, I am an asshole when it boils down to. I only help because I really thought the dude was, you know, having some kind of serious health issue and that I couldn't just let somebody, like, die or whatever, you know? I was like, really? I got in there. I didn't say it, but I'm thinking, like, really? I just needed to get this jar that, pretty sure he could reach. I mean, he clearly has issues. I want to say he was on oxygen. This was a week ago, but I remember he's not so great. I mean, I got in, gave him that, and I got the fuck out because I had shit to do. Like, here you go. Here's your jar. I'm not helping you with anything else. I got shit to do. Like, you might want to consider assisted living of some sort if, you know, you need that much help. That's kind of what I thought. But apparently, I talked to my mom about it, like, the next day, and she said that they told him he should be on hospice, and he refused to do so. So, I mean, the guy is, you know, if they send you to hospice, that's pretty much saying you're going to die soon. Though, you know, some people end up living long on hospice, long enough to where you end up, they get out of hospice. But hospice, generally, you don't come back once you're on hospice. Like, that's it. So now I'm paranoid about going to my mom's. Like, oh, fuck, man. I'm going to go over there and have to help this guy as he's dying. And like, like I didn't want to sign up for that. I'm not a caretaker of any sort. Strangely, you know, I'm fine with taking care of animals. People is a different situation. Of course, I don't want to have a lot of pets either. I mean, the reason Agent Fox Mulder is here is just because he showed up during the winter, and then I felt bad because he was missing a leg. I just ended up adopting him, as we could not find who the owner was. And yeah, I do not want to be a caretaker of any sort. Don't want to of any nature. I don't want to be a dentist or anything remotely healthcare related. So the thought of having it's one thing when somebody's related to you and you feel there's a certain sense of responsibility and, you know, the fact that I care, but a stranger, though my mom kind of knows him. She's talked to him, I guess, before in the hallway. But I am no saint. This is what I should get to. And now I'm just going to be so paranoid every time I get off that elevator. I'm going to be like trying to walk ever so quietly. In case. So as to not alert him of my presence and that I need to do things. I'm not saying that if he's dying. I'm just saying if he needs like another fucking jar or something. Or who knows? If he can't get that jar down, there's probably a lot of shit he can't do. And I don't think he has anybody that comes and helps him with anything. So he's just looking for somebody to get off that elevator, and clean out his toilet or something. I don't know. There is a maintenance guy there though. So I mean, if he has really a maintenance issue, he should get a hold of Jeff there. As Mulder's making some kind of some meowing here. So he's coming up. He's alerting me of his presence as he's smelling underneath the door where the new furnace is. Which there were, you know, they did do some welding and had to use some sealant and stuff in there. So it was awfully noxious fumes that were in here yesterday. Maybe he's still smelling that, but I don't know why he's trying to communicate or what he's trying to communicate. He is looking over here as I'm talking. He's still smelling that door. He must be still smelling that shit. As now he's staring me down. There might be an attack coming. He was a little stressed out yesterday when they were doing all the work. I tried to keep an eye on him, keep him with me most of the time, because I didn't want him running out, or like, because he was freaking out by some of the noises. I was afraid he might run outside being scared and then just take off. He's not one to try to run outside, but with people coming in and out constantly and then a lot of noises, I just wasn't sure. So I kept making sure he was with me and I was around. The fellows from Level 9, they seem to like him. And he didn't bite. As far as I know, he didn't bite any of them. He bites me from time to time. He doesn't bite hard, but like he likes to bite sometimes. The best of my knowledge, no one that's been over here has been bit by him. I guess I'm the special one. I'm the special one that he likes to bite. Probably because he knows it'll get my attention and I'll do whatever it is he wants, usually. Maybe. I mean, I don't cave all the time. I'm not a complete pushover. As he's being very vocal. I don't know why he's being vocal. What's up, Fox? What's going on, dude? Meow. Meow? No? You're not going to meow back at me now? I swear, he'll converse with me when I'm not recording. Hey, Fox. Hey. Meow. There we go. There's a little back and forth. What are you doing, man? What are you doing, Fox? You're just... No? Yeah? Is that it? You gonna jump up there? Don't knock the modem off. There you go. Oh, man. His back claws are showing. They got some... there's some big ones. He doesn't let me trim the back claws. I can trim the front, which is only, of course, the one leg up front. But those back ones, he's like, fuck you. You're not I haven't tried to trim in a long time. He might be more willing to let me trim the back ones. Like that front paw, he'll let me. I mean, I'd play with his paw all the time. He doesn't seem to give a shit. Though trimming it can be a little tricky. I got to just do whichever one's the sharpest at the time and do like one or two. Past that, he's like, all right, fuck off. You're not trimming anymore. So I just kind of do it as needed. He's being very vocal. I think he's disappointed because yesterday I was home all fucking day. And of course, I gave him a lot of attention because I wanted to make sure he was there with me all the time. So, I mean, he was getting all kinds of attention. Although that, the drilling and welding and stuff did kind of stress him out a little bit. But he's fine. He's fine. He's a strong kitty. He did puke the other day, but that was several days ago. I don't know what that was all about. That was the first time he puked in probably a good solid year or more. That I'm aware of, at least. I would think that I would find it if he did puke in other places. It's usually a bit, you know, even if it's dry, there's usually a big stain where it was left behind. I think he wants to look out the window. I think that's what's going on here. He's like, we did have the windows open yesterday. I was trying to get the fumes going. And he was a little, you know, he's pretty excited. I don't open the windows much. Doesn't take much to excite a cat. Just like, holy shit, the window's open. I can hear the outside world so much better now. I can smell it. Which is kind of a tease, I guess. Sound like I take them outside. That'd be another reason, like, you know, if one day I were to get some money via winning the lottery or finding some way to make a lot of money in some kind of job-ish, you know, like get a place with a catio. That's what my big promise to him is always, if I win the lottery, dude, you're getting a catio. And we might live in Ireland briefly. But he'll get a catio. Because I think he'd be excited about that. I don't see him surviving too well by himself out in the wild. But, you know, an enclosed outside area would be good for him. Like a catio, you know? It just sounds cool. A catio. I don't know, he didn't sound too excited about it. You want a catio, Fox? Fox, you want a catio? No? You do? I don't know, he seems to be up in the air about it. I feel like I'm Han Solo talking to Chewbacca. Or you know, any of the Guardians of the Galaxy talking to Groot. He's just... I am Groot over there. I am Groot. Meow. No, he's... I'm sure he's going to be a bundle of fun once I stop recording here. This is, you know, it's still like an hour and 40 minutes before his next feeding time. So, I mean, he shouldn't be too wigged out at the moment. I'm trying to think what's like coming up that's like exciting on the horizon as far as the penthouse is concerned, but I don't really have much coming up. I'm just going to plan on working a lot, hopefully getting a lot of cash together to pay down some debt. That is just kind of how things are. You know, I'm probably going to get Diablo 4. But I got so many video games at this point. I still play Call of Duty all the time, which is the only game I like regularly play. Trying to fit in another video game on top of that, and now I'm, you know, I got the Final Fantasy VII and whatnot. It's gonna be difficult to squeeze a Diablo 4. I know there's a lot to do on there. But at least, since it's an online multiplayer thing, I've got several friends that have all kinds of shit on Diablo 4. And they'll help me out. I'll play as a necromancer. On like Diablo 2, that's what I usually rocked, was the necromancer. Raising the dead. Like ghouls on Fallout, although Fallout, the ghouls aren't like the dead come to life. They're just people that were really fucked up by radiation. They turned into, some of them turned into quite zombies-ish there. They're very feral. Though, you know. Then you got the Walton Goggins type ghoul that are just badass motherfuckers. He's a good badass ghoul. Fantastic stuff. I mean, if you like the game, or if you don't like, if you haven't played the game, it's a good watch. It's a good watch. And it'll make you think about the lovely effects of nuclear war and nuclear fallout. As it's something we should probably be aware of, since there are still nukes. And there's a lot of people with fingers on the button. And at any moment, as I'm recording this and saying this, it could be already happening. There could be somebody launching a nuke. And then we're going to experience nuclear fallout. And then I'm not going to give a fuck about this new furnace, because we probably won't have electricity to run the damn thing to begin with. And I'll have to maybe get... cut open my backpack and make some room for Agent Mulder, so I can like carry him in the backpack, because as we're going through the wasteland, you know, it'd be like, I believe it was in the original Mad Max that he had the dog. I know there's other movies where it's like the wasteland, like, dude's got a dog, but it's going to be me and Agent Fox Mulder. We're going to be out there in the radiated land, surviving. Gonna be getting away from ghouls. Though some ghouls are good. We don't have to run from every ghoul. Those cockroaches, those things that get like the size of average size dog, those seem like they could be a problem. I'm gonna keep Mulder from that. Gotta hold them back. But yeah, it'll be just me and the cat. Survive a nuclear winter. That could happen any second now. I'm saying it like I'm waiting, like to hear a bomb, like the sirens go off and shit, and just hear a fucking bomb go off. At least, I mean, I know there's a nuclear silo within, like, I would say 30 or 40 miles from here, maybe a little bit more than that. Knowing that, I mean, the silo would probably get hit with a nuclear warhead, but would they bother to send a warhead big enough to, you know, destroy here as well? I mean, I'm going to get hit with, it's going to fuck up the atmosphere and shit around here. It's not going to be great, but I don't live in like the middle of a massive city that would be hit. You know, I don't think St. Louis is probably real high up on cities to get hit with nukes. I mean, it's not even a million people living there. It's I mean, it's a big city, but it's not. I mean, New York is going to be high up on that list, I would imagine. Chicago, like the massive cities, are probably going to be like high up on nuke lists. Like, I feel fairly confident. Like, I'm in a place where I have a chance of surviving nuclear fallout. Not that I really want to. I don't know that I want to live in a nuclear wasteland. Where, you know, how you get food, probably going to have to kill people. And I got to protect Agent Mulder, man. I got to keep him happy. how am I going to continue to get delectables? There's a lot of issues there. And I'm not good at crafting things. That's apparently a big thing in Fallout. You know, you have to craft things. You have to take a pipe, turn it into a gun, you know. I know how to MIG weld. I guess I could half-ass, you know, if I got to have some electricity and a MIG welder, maybe I could make something. I mean, I could make a weapon. Probably not a gun. I could make some kind of machete or something out of a chunk of steel. Enough to, you know, have to take down some ghouls or cockroaches or something. Some feral ghouls. But yeah, I guess that's about all I've got. It's kind of a downer thinking about you know, I know that there probably wouldn't be ghouls in real life as far as an actual nuclear winter, and it's just going to be just hard for anybody to live at that point. And it's kind of fun, I guess, to think about those ideas, but in reality, that could be our reality at some point. There's a strong possibility that will be our reality at some point. I mean, as many nuclear weapons there are in this world, and as few as it would take to blow up in the atmosphere to really cause massive fallout. Strong possibility. I'm trying to end on a bright note, but I mean, I guess the explosion is the bright note. it is really bright. It'll blind you. It'll blind you. Don't stare right at that thing. Put a welding hood on or something for that. Anyway, as always, that is a kid in a wheelchair, not a trash can.